Dang it, it's good to be back. Yost, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. I don't have any beverages today. Made a fatal error because my throat's going to hurt halfway through, but I'm here. I'm right here.
Well, we can always take a short pause if you need to go get something, but it's good to be back. A week ago was our last episode. It is Sunday, the 24th of January. I want to real quick throw a shout out to today's episode sponsor. So today, the episode is brought to you by Double Entente Entrees Restaurant. We love to put cumin in your food. See, that one works well on paper.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. Double Entente.
Yep.
We like to put what on your food?
Cumin.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Just write it down, you'll get it.
Yeah, no, I can put two together. C-U-I-M-N. Yeah, C-U-M-I-N.
Oh, man.
Going so, back to last week's sponsor, the Lancelot,
yep.
I clearly offended some listeners by my lack of laughter to that one. Sometimes you just got to let things sit, you know? Sometimes that makes it funnier. Just let it sit in silence and let the audience enjoy it.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we were just talking about it right before we hit record, but I write a lot of these out. I probably add 2 to 3 a week, and obviously we at most have done 2 podcasts a week, so they kind of build up and the list has gotten pretty damn long, but yeah. So they're always kind of fun to read. I hope people enjoy them.
Heck yeah. So one day we're gonna have a real sponsor and like people are gonna wait for the punchline, but it's just gonna be like MeUndies.
Yeah, so. No kidding. Or maybe that sponsor, if it's a good one, they'll let me play with it,
and then you'll write a pun based off of them. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so I got a lot to talk about today, Yost, and I want to give a quick highlight,
okay,
for people so that we can pique some interest here. So I've got a couple theories, one about packaging and what we use for packaging, and I'm thinking specifically about food packaging. I've got a Five Guys incident, an order incident. Okay. I've got some new local news in the Cheyenne area. And then I had another random thought, kind of like a shower thought, about toilets that I want to get into.
Okay.
What do you got today?
I don't got much, man. I mean, there's a lot of times where a lot of stuff happens to me during the week and I just don't ever think about writing it down. And then I usually think of it as we're talking. So I kind of just jump in here and there. Not much though, man. I had a wild week. I had a busy week. Had a ton of basketball games, and it was finals for the first semester, which kind of leads me into my first thing. Is I literally today have some sort of just cloud over my head, and it's kind of based on the fact that tomorrow is the second semester, and it's not necessarily that I'm nervous about the new, having new classes and stuff. It's the same class. It's pretty much the same kids, you know, but it feels weird this year because we didn't finish the school year. So it makes it I just have this thing in my head where it feels like it's such a long time because last year we were done early, I guess, if that makes sense.
Oh, true. Yeah.
I mean, we weren't done early, I guess you would say, but we were, you know, it was abbreviated and then we were at home. So now in my head, I'm well, that's not going to happen again. It's going to feel like it's going to take forever to get to May, I guess. So we'll see. Well,
that's how I feel every year. I think I said it at the Christmas podcast, but it's 5 months or more until you get another holiday, at least in my world.
Right. Yeah. We have some long weekends coming up. We just had one actually. And so that's always nice. And then Todd and I have talked about it. As soon as basketball's over and that craziness of that, which is the first or second week of March, the next week later, the baby's here. So it's you know how you to schedule a buffer day after a vacation? You come home, you sit around, do nothing, you go back to work. I don't know if we're going to have a buffer day in there. So
no, it doesn't sound
like it. And then realistically, it's busy until they're what, 25? Honestly, because obviously when they're young, you're keeping them alive and then you're teaching them things and you're going through that whole process. Then they're a teenager and they're a nightmare. And then they're 18 and it's holy cow. And then 21, they can do even more dumber stuff. And then 25, hopefully they've found somebody that could just like take that, you know, that responsibility from you. So they've just found a spouse or something. So
I don't know. Man, it's going to be a hectic we're looking about 3 months for you. Two months.
Yeah. We're almost in February.
Yeah.
So February is pretty heavy with hoops. And then, then it's March and I'll have time off for the baby with paternity leave and stuff like that. But, you know, not as much as Carly will have. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. The podcast is going to, there's going to be some stories around that for the next like 18 years. So
no kidding.
Just an 18-year-old podcast. I plan on having my daughter on as a second guest, like 3 days old. Just let her make some noise into the microphone. So
my experience around newborns is pretty limited, but I feel like there's not a lot of noise for like a couple months. Unless it's like got cowlick or something and they're just
just some crying and some shitting. That's all they really do, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the same thing I do, but how about did you see any highlights of the Conor fight last night? Conor McGregor?
I did see it. It kind of was scattered across all the news feeds and stuff that I check in on sometimes in the morning. So yeah, I saw that he got knocked out or TKO'd.
Yeah. See, the thing about, and this is going to segue into my next thing that I'm letting you run with all your stuff. The thing about it is like, I haven't bought a UFC fight in forever because it's too expensive and you never know what you're going to get. And I don't know what the fights are like now when there's no fans and stuff, because the fans kind of sell it, you know. But I can just see the highlights, or I can see a full clip of the fight online the next day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Which brings me to my next point. To you and to me, we probably have a similar answer here. What is the most satisfying sports moment that you can think of? Like, not a specific one, but like, each sport kind of has its own. It's one thing that's like a big play or it's a big event. What is your most satisfying sports thing?
Like what I want to see the most, or what?
Yeah. Like you're watching you're watching football, basketball, baseball, soccer, golf, whatever it is. And they have that one moment where like you get up, you're excited, you're freaking out, all that stuff. Like, what is it for you?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, my gut would tell me to answer that question with like, I like watching sports for those moments where,
yeah,
I don't know how much time is specifically left in, depends on what sport we're watching, but you know, whether it's 3 minutes or 5 minutes or 2 minutes left where it's just a barn burner and it's back and forth. And honestly, sometimes if you don't have a dog in the fight and you're just watching a dang good competition, like, I love to wait and see what that outcome is. Like, March Madness is that for like a month. For sure. You know what I mean? That's why I love that so much. Same thing with a good football game. Honestly, when we used to rent and pay for pay-per-views, UFC fights, you and I, a good UFC fight, there's nothing better. Yeah. I don't know if that's answering your question, but that would be my answer.
So my example, what I think of is, I have two. The number one for me is a buzzer beater in basketball.
Okay.
Like when it's definitely needed, you know what I mean? Not like he just happened to make it. Like when it's definitely needed, you can feel the desperation. Everyone's holding their breath. The Kawhi Leonard corner three on Joel Embiid last year, ball bounces 1,000 times on the rim. Like that moment of it going in and that excitement and the fans and the just all that good stuff. Like that's a huge one for me. But I was thinking about soccer.
Okay.
So soccer gets a lot of crap because of the pace of play and other things like flopping and all that stuff. But the thing about soccer is like every goal kind of gets you fired up and adds like weird stress to your life. Like if you're watching the World Cup, right? And of course it's like, if it's a team you're invested in, like anytime the ball goes through the net or into the net, whatever, however they say it in soccer, you either feel like a sense of relief or your stress goes up like a shit ton because it's so few and far between of when it happens.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So I would almost say sometimes just like a goal in a game that I'm really interested in is like also that level.
I totally agree. That's actually probably the best. That's probably one of the best sports for like building tension, especially when you have, it's like, I've watched enough soccer, I'm sure you have, to where, you know, when there's a team that's just clearly better than the other team, they'll get one or two goals up, and the game, you don't notice it change much. But when it's two evenly matched teams and somebody sneaks a goal in, you know, in the first half or even with a lot of time left in the second half, you can see the game style change because that other team has to press.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. They're way more aggressive.
And then you're watching the clock and the players are a little bit more aggressive, which means more mistakes. And I remember watching like the U.S. men's in the World Cup against Ghana, like whatever year that was. And there was that crazy Tim Howard scoops up the shot, launches it down the side, and we're just, there we go. We're just counter heading up the sideline. And we actually scored on it. And like that moment of like, here we go. Oh God, here we go. And then it just keeps building up. And as he's running down the pitch, you're just like, you're running it with him in your living room. Just like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I think scoring in soccer is huge, man.
I'm going to totally agree with you. And I just had a secondary thought here. We're pretty big on our U.S. sports, and we've got some like really iconic figures in the announcer game in the U.S. sports. I got to make a statement that announcers in international and World Cup soccer, they might be some of the best, and they get like no press in the U.S.
Right.
Man, their cadence and how excited they get, and they just it adds to the game and to the watching experience.
And I love British people. Shout out to British people. But like, just like the words they use, some of their announcers that they use in sports, like we should be using them. Like in soccer, somebody, somebody kicks an absolute bomb down the field and it's like perfectly timed or it's perfectly hit or whatever. And the announcers just be like, that's an absolute crocker.
I know. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. Dude, I just love the stuff they use.
I also got to give a shout out to British people, because that parlays into another sneak peek. We're going to rank TV sitcoms today, but one show that's not going to show up on this list because we don't think it's a sitcom is Top Gear, and honestly might be my favorite all-encompassing TV show that there is.
Yeah, so that's a pretty controversial take for sure, but I agree. It's not really a sitcom, even though it's probably one of the longest running. Or it was, and it's more of like a reference show. Like, you actually kind of like learn, well, you're supposed to learn some stuff on there. So
it's almost like an informational comedy entertainment. I don't know how you would even say it, but shout out to that show. That's a BBC, it used to be BBC show. So
yeah, and it's still going on BBC, just with different people. So
don't watch that one though.
No, that don't. Stay away.
You'll think we're crazy because it's not.
Yeah.
All right, so I got a couple things to throw at you. First one, plastic packaging, or whether it's the Ziploc bag, kind of, tear open your cereal or tear open inside of a box of crackers plastic, or if it's the plastic tray that's all crinkly, but it's kind of rigid, but it's also super flimsy. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got to think there's a market out there. Especially now that we just crossed into a New Year's and everybody's setting goals and trying to be better about what they're doing and eating less junk food and yada, yada, yada. Why isn't there a product that comes with like a cotton bag so that you can be in the kitchen and your spouse or your roommate or whatever's in the other room, they don't know you're sneaking stuff? Because it's so loud.
It is. Yeah. My immediate thoughts are if it's like cotton, we're talking, it's only dry food you're eating. Then you can't have a wet object in there.
What are we, what's wet? What product sushi am I not thinking of?
Sushi.
Yeah. But who's sneaking sushi at like midnight?
Dog. Who are you talking to? Or hamburgers. Like, most of the time hamburgers, they come in that plastic wrap if it's like McDonald's or Burger King or something, and like when they're wet, that those can't even contain it.
That's true.
You throw a double Baconator inside of basically a paper towel, and you're just eating the paper towel because you're not getting it off of there.
That's true.
But I know what you're saying.
I'm just thinking like Oreos, or we had a bunch of Oreos because we did truffles over the holidays and stuff. And so there were still some here a couple weeks ago. But in all the cracker bags and the cracker sleeves that you get your Ritz in, and all that stuff is so crinkly and loud. Even think about Girl Scout cookies. They're coming up.
I'm thinking about them. Yeah.
So like, let's put those things in the, I need a silencer on that stuff. I just need to eat under a pillow.
Yeah. Just, here's one of the worst packages though. And you brought it up already, is Oreos, because they have the like resealable flap, right?
Terrible.
And it's rounded on top. Okay. So it's rounded. That means that there's cookies in the corners that you can't get to unless you basically like assault the packaging. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's like
gotta,
the four cookies in the corner.
Either got to get a knife or scissors, or you got to stick your fingers in there and smash up a couple crackers.
I mean, realistically, I've never sealed a bag of Oreos. Like once it's open, they're gone.
It just sits on the counter open. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, cause I'm one of those people where it's like, yeah, I'm going to have 12 to 20 Oreos with a glass of milk, but then like, you know, leave the glass on the counter, leave the Oreos. And then it's just like a 20-minute circle around.
I do the same thing or similar thing with, if I make myself a sandwich, I'm going to leave the knife on the counter and some of the stuff out because I might need another sandwich.
So do you, when you're making a sandwich, then this is directly related to my weight. When you make a sandwich, do you just default make one sandwich and you're like, sometimes you're good with that?
Yeah, it depends on if I'm having something with it, like chips or pork rinds or something like that. Or, but yeah, generally I would say I'd make one and hopefully that'll hold me over. It depends on if it's been like, I haven't eaten all day and it's lunch and I've been doing stuff, I'm definitely going to need another one.
I think when I open a bag of bread, I'm grabbing four slices every time. There's no one sandwich in my life.
It's a bold statement.
Even if I'm having a lot of sides, like I just commit to the two sandwich mentality. I'm two sandwich Sam, you know?
I like to leave my options open.
I should be leaving my options open, probably for a salad or for water or something like that.
Water.
I'm a two sandwich kid. I always have been too. Like if I make one sandwich, I get annoyed at like my past self for not just being like, I'm making two. You know what I mean? Like if I make one PB&J, I finish it. And then I'm like, what was I thinking? I don't want to make another one, but I want another one.
So, have you ever done the triple decker sandwich with the slice in the middle?
I've done a triple decker PB&J. I've never really done a, like a turkey or anything like that, a turkey sandwich, but
that's your club though.
It is, but I'm not making a club on my own.
Okay.
Yeah. Anytime I get a club, I'm letting
the pros do it.
The pros. Yes, the pros. The peasants. Cause realistically, like we did the sandwich ranking. Like I can only think of the sandwiches that were on there, like two that actually took some serious effort. Was the Reuben and the Philly. So,
yep.
Like any Joe Schmo can throw together a club or a PB&J. So,
yep, for sure. So, all right. Just a quick news thing that I was reading about. So I think it was, I'm not gonna lie, I can't remember the exact date it happened, but recently, just east of town in Cheyenne on I-80, they busted a semi truck with 200 pounds of pot.
Okay.
That's eight full suitcases, excuse me. And they were hidden in an Apple truck coming from Washington.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a lot. There was a picture of it and everything. I was like, dude, this is a mountain.
Yeah. And that's like a monumental day in that officer's career. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you give him one suitcase, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, great job. Here's a suitcase.
I also just think how like wild it is that they're on I-80 east of town. It's probably 20 miles as the crow flies to a state border where it's legal.
Yeah, that is wild.
You know what I mean? But that's almost, just crazy.
But how does that work though? Okay. If you let's say that Apple truck gets pulled over in Colorado where it's legal, that seems like still a criminal amount though.
Probably is. You're probably right. I don't know. Again, we need a lawyer to help us sort this stuff out.
We do need a third mic, and all he ever does is just, okay, a third mic that's either a lawyer or a fact checker. And they don't ever talk unless we say something wrong. And then you just hear like a buh, and then they chimes in and it's like, you guys are idiots. This is what, it, you know, that's what
I totally, that's exactly what we need.
Here's the other thing too, is if like, if you got pulled over driving an Apple truck and they had a reason to search. Okay. That's always my first thing is like, what was their reason to search?
Yeah.
You know, that's something sketchy with the driver or whatever. But like that also seems criminal where it's like, okay, weed's legal, but why are you hiding it in a truck? You know what I mean?
Well, definitely not legal here or Nebraska or Idaho. No. So,
and
the I-80 route. Well, I guess I-80 think dips down into Utah, but
yeah, white, those people freaking make it illegal was kind of crazy. Those people, that sounded racist. here's the thing, and this is coming from the version of me that is not a teacher slash coach. This is my own personal opinion. I was talking to our bus driver the other day. We would get charter buses when we have basketball games and stuff like that. And I was just asking him, you know, how often have you been pulled over, or anybody that works for the company been pulled over? And he's like, it's super rare. Like the buses aren't flying down the road. So they're, you know, and they don't have to do certain states. They do have to be weighed and all that stuff. Right.
Yep.
We had started talking about how easy it would be to use those charter buses to smuggle stuff all around the country.
Hmm.
Because if it's full and it holds, it's like, if it holds like 50 to 60 people plus all their luggage underneath and stuff like that, and then you just fill up the bathroom with 8 luggages full of marijuana, like nobody's going to know.
That's true.
Nobody would know unless they were suspicious that there was somebody that was running from the law on the bus. So
that's a good point.
I don't know.
Much less suspicious than just a tractor, trailer, truck, semi-truck.
Right. Yeah. And if you do have to stop and get weighed, like, okay, you got so many variables. You got a guy that's 250. You got a little baby on there. Like, there's no way of like keeping track of inventory and, you know, all that stuff. So I think it's doable, but I'm literally not telling anybody to do that. I'm just saying it seems reasonable.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm on board with that. So, yeah, I just thought that was a wild story. And it seemed like an obscene amount to just be
right
cruising through on ID, especially, I gotta say, that's not very smart given the time of year and the fact that the interstate closes like every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We had like 90, well, we had 89 mile an hour wind in town. There was 105 mile an hour up in the, between here and Laramie on long I-80. Like,
yeah, right.
It's been closed more than it's been open in the last 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. And I guess I could see their logic in the sense of like, okay, there's really no reason to pull over an Apple truck, which is, that's why I want to know. I want to know like what the suspicion was to, I'm going to actually look it up. Cheyenne weed bust. Yeah, right there. 200 pound. The picture's hilarious.
I know.
It's two cop cars with, all the weeds like taken out of the luggage, and it's in like black vacuum bags. It's on the cars, and then the police dog is like literally sitting like a good boy in front of the pile of weed that's taller than he is.
It's just a hilarious. Lot, dude. Yeah.
Did
I tell you about that? I think I told you, obviously not on the pod, but I did at a convention one time. I went to a show that it was like a national convention. They had the Wyoming Highway Patrol give a presentation outdoors about the police dogs.
Right.
And they had hidden little tiny amounts of paraphernalia around it was an outdoor thing in a park. And it was crazy they showed us like how good they are at it and stuff like that. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if I've actually seen this dog in person that's in this photo.
Could be. Dog's name is Hildy. And so it doesn't say why the Wyoming Highway Patrol requested assistance from Laramie County Sheriff's Office, the canine unit, and it alerted on the cab of the car. So that's what I'm wondering is like, what made that initial highway patrolman be like, I need a canine unit? And it had to be, maybe the truck was speeding, and then when he started talking to the guy, he seemed suspect, or he smelt it or something. I don't know, but.
Well, yeah. I mean, it could even be that they were, I'm going to speculate, but they could have had to roll through a weigh station since they were, you know, hauling across state lines or something. And then the guy's just like, wow, it reeks. Let's get the drug dog out here.
And it was going from Washington to Florida. Like, that's a sketchy trip. Like, you have to assume you're going to get pulled over somewhere in there.
Yeah, no kidding.
How often, how many times a year have you, do you get pulled over, if any?
Less than one, for sure. Right. It's been a long time.
I think I had a run where it was like 4 in 1 year, and then now I haven't had any for like 4 years.
Yeah.
So I got pulled over twice once. Thermopolis 3-on-3 hotspot shootout, Thermopolis, Wyoming. I had a headlight out as we were rolling into town, and I was right outside of high school at that point. I got a ticket for my headlight being out, and then as I drove further into town, I got pulled over again for my headlight. and thankfully, they were just like, I was like, hey, here's my ticket from like 2 seconds ago. And he's like, oh, okay, get that fixed. And I was like, well, I'm not even from here. And he was cool. And he was like, hey, here, take it here tomorrow. They're open when you get a chance and they'll fix it for you. I was like, for free? And he's like, no, you're stupid. And I was like, okay. But yeah, so I don't really have too bad of luck with getting pulled over because I don't drive fast. Like I hardly ever drive fast. So
I haven't been pulled over in, I'm trying to think the last time. It was definitely probably on a trip between Gillette and Casper. Shoot. I think I got a ticket for 72 and a 65. And I was like, really?
Well, that time I was going to play golf with you and I got pulled over and I had the drug dog. They came and searched me and all that stuff. That was from in between Gillette and Casper.
Mm-hmm.
And those cops were not very friendly. So one guy was, but he was just doing it because like the good cop, bad cop thing. Like it was super obvious that they were trying to get me to admit something that I didn't have, basically.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that was annoying. So,
but anyways, news of the day or news of the pod.
Right.
So, all right. So I got to go back to food for a second. So I went and got Five Guys.
What'd you all eat?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Went in, and I got to give you some backstory. So we've gone to Five Guys quite a few times since we moved to Cheyenne because we have one here. We used to only go, obviously, when we went to Rapid or Casper because they didn't have one in Gillette. So it's kind of a good spot to go, get a decent burger that's a little better than a fast food burger, but still comes quick. And we like it. But I got to the point where here I wanted to order the burger, which is a standard burger is two patties. And I wanted to order a third patty because I was eating them in a bowl or something. Two patties isn't enough. And so I tried everything. I want a cheeseburger in a bowl with a third patty. Comes with two patties. They'll shout it out. I'll get Brandy, I'll get just two patties and I'll get my three. They'll shout out five patties. We'll still only get four. And half the time we leave. So then you can't even go back up there. And then, so I'm like, okay, finally I was like, I'm evolving here. Cause these guys have screwed me enough times. I'm going to order a regular burger and then add a patty on the side in a dish. You know what I mean? That way they can't miss it.
Yeah. Okay.
And it happened several times where I ordered the two burgers for Brandy and I got them. And I'm like, where's the dish with the single patty? And they're like, oh, and there's like a patty on the grill that obviously wasn't for somebody else's order. So they're like, oh, here you go.
Yeah.
And then so that was kind of working for a while. And so I did that this week. I was like, okay, I want this. I wanted a bacon burger, whatever on a bun. And then I just take the bun off. And then I want the solo patty in the tin. And so she rings it up and she's like, is that it? And I'm looking at the thing. And she's like, she rang it up as a hamburger, or a little hamburger, because that's a single patty burger. But their burgers are like, the small ones are $7. And the double patties, the regular ones are like $8. And so she rings it up as a hamburger for like $6.96 or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, she's like, anything else? And I was like, oh, do you have to ring up the single patty as a hamburger? Because I don't want to pay $7 for one patty. I literally said that to her. And she just like, she was totally not loving her job. Yeah. She was one of those people that wasn't going to be like helpful or friendly. So I was just like, you can just, if you have to ring it up like that, just remove it. But if it would have been somebody reasonable, I'd have been like, I've done this 100 times. Solo patty should cost $1.50. That's what it always costs. And we'd be done with it. But this lady wasn't having it. So I just was pretty much like, well, screw me, right? So take that off. So I got underfed that day. I'm going to say that.
So here's two things. Because I don't, I don't mind Five Guys, but I think it's, I don't think it's great. And it's 100% based off their fries. Their fries bring the whole franchise down. Here's my thing. They don't offer a triple burger.
No, they do. That's what's annoying. You can order a burger and add a patty. That's why it's only $1.50. I also, I should have given you the more backstory. I tried to do it where I just like, I want three solo patties. So they only pay like $4.50.
Yeah.
But that is actually, they don't allow you to do that. You at least have to pay for a burger.
Oh,
and then you can add more patties on top of that.
So that's, there's another strike against them. Just,
I know.
It shouldn't be a complicated process, right? But they do have great hot dogs. So keep that in
mind. They do.
Second thing is nobody ever calls it Five Guys Burgers and Fries because the world loves to abbreviate things, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Five Guys is the word Five Guys. Because we've all been there and you're hungry, you haven't eaten all day, and somebody's like, God, what do you want? What, like, if you could have anything right now, what do you want? And you'd be like, I need Five Guys in my mouth right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
there's some, and then earlier you said they come quick. So it's a sketchy business motto that they got to allow everybody just to keep it at the Five Guys. You know, they need something. They need to change it. I don't like Five Guys that much. I don't. If there's a Five Guys, a Wendy's, a McDonald's right next to each other, I'm going Wendy's every time.
Not me.
Okay.
I would pick Five Guys all day. And then if there was no Five Guys and there was a Wendy's and McDonald's, I'm going to go McDonald's and only to get the Quarter Pounder burger because that's the only one that's not frozen.
Oh, that's the worst news I've heard all day, Todd. and Wendy's, you know, I don't know, but Wendy's says their stuff's not frozen, Todd.
Maybe. It might. I don't know. I haven't been to Wendy's in Coon's age.
And they're square burgers, right? So they're really good. I just think my problem with Five Guys is just like the complicated order process, and I've had it messed up more times than not. And then I've never had a quick experience in Five Guys. Like when I'm with Five Guys, it's never quick. So
it goes fast, huh? Or it doesn't go fast. Sorry.
Doesn't go fast. It seems like I'm always like there's always a long line, and then I have to smell all the potatoes, and I have to watch a guy halfway cook French fries, and then it's jam in the bag, and yeah.
Well,
so
that's all right. I mean, I mean, I would much rather have an In-N-Out burger, but that's obviously off the table. Right. So,
yeah. Man, I don't really have weird interactions at like restaurants. Just because, like, most of the time it's through a drive-through, and then I get wrong orders all the time, I guess. But I'll tell you another sneaky item that you should look into is Little Caesars does the lunch combo from like 11 to 2. You get a 4-piece like Detroit style pizza, like deep dish kind of, and then a soda pop or a drink of your choice for like $5. That's it's super ridiculous. Good. It's super good and it's super filling. It's super greasy also too, but
yeah. I don't know. The incident, the order thing, it just like, it made me think about while I was standing there waiting for my food to take home. I was like, most of the time I probably would have just been like, yeah, whatever, you're screwing me. And I would just paid for it. But I just wasn't in the mood that day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You almost have to just make it a little bit awkward and be like, no, I'm not paying $7 for one patty. And I would have got into it with her and been like, no, it should be rung up as an extra patty.
Right.
But I don't know. I made a snap judgment based on this lady's unfriendly nature to move on with my life. But
were they wearing masks in there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is Wyoming on a mask mandate?
Yeah, they extended it recently. Gotcha. It's hilarious. The governor extended the statewide mask mandate, but also at the same time, like pretty much all but removed gathering restrictions and restaurant restrictions. Okay. So it's not half, it's like you can gather up to 250 indoors.
Oh yeah.
So nice. We went to breakfast the other day. You got to wear a mask in, and we got seated at a 2-seater table. First time we went to breakfast or dinner really for months. And there was people, it was packed. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
People 2 inches away from you. Everybody as you're seated, your mask is off. So it's almost like pointless at that point, but whatever.
Yeah. Spearfish is chilling, man. Like a lot of stores are requiring it, and there's like a campaign in town, like Mask Up Spearfish, where they're encouraging it. And most people are fine, you know, like most people have no problem wearing them, going places and stuff like that. But it's so normal here that it's like, it's weird, dude. Like there's just really nothing that's changed, I feel like, here. And like when we go to, so when we travel and play ball, some places, like, some places are doing vouchers where each player can only invite two people, or, and masks are required. And so we have like our Spartan basketball masks and stuff like that. But like the Friday when we were in Hill City, you know, no fan restrictions, no masks are recommended, which means no, that nobody's wearing them. And I kid you not, shoulder to shoulder, like absolutely packed gym. Not a care in the world. You know what I mean? So it's kind of, it's weird sometimes that like I see the chaos happening everywhere. And then I just look out my window and it's like, we're just not affected here, which I love. I don't like, that's kind of one of the reasons why I like living where I live, is we're so far removed from a lot of that stuff. So, but we also got hit really late compared to everybody else too. So we'll see if that happens again.
Yeah. I mean, you live in a state with that has taken a different position throughout the entire process. Whereas here, when as soon as our governor got COVID, he's like, okay, I'll flex and institute a mask mandate and be a little more restrictive. But I don't know. I got to go to Douglas tomorrow. I got a project interview. But I was up there 2 or 3 weeks ago, right before Christmas. And it was like I stepped into a different world there. It was, I went in to grab food. We went in to grab lunch before we met with the county who we were meeting with. And I took a mask in thinking I needed one. And I was like, crap, I better take this off. Like, it was awkward. Nobody was wearing masks.
Yeah, that is a weird thing you run into every once in a while. Like, I pretty much own it now, just because like I've been wearing a mask since as long as I can remember. And so I've definitely been in places here. I talked about it on the show when I got my hair cut. I was the only person in the whole barbershop wearing one, and everybody in there was like a certain mindset about masks that was different from mine.
Yeah.
And so they were staring at me. It was super awkward, but I was just like, dude, I feel like I felt more of it like a sheep in this situation if I would have taken it off to make them feel better.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So I was just like, I'm leaving it on. And that was also the lady that was like super racist and all that stuff. Speaking of haircuts, my hair is like the same length it was before.
My hair that fast.
Dude, my hair doesn't know how to quit. Like it's like long again. Not that long, obviously, but like it's significant again. And so last night I'm shampooing, I'm conditioning, and I don't do it every day. And I honestly don't even do it that often, just because my hair doesn't get weird and greasy and it's good for you and all that stuff, not to wash all the time.
Yep.
So I did conditioner, and I love the way my hair feels after. It's like luscious, it's soft, it's beautiful. But like this morning I like woke up and ran my hand through my hair just to kind of like get it in a direction. And I just walked around. I was making some breakfast tacos and doing this and doing that. And I walked in the bathroom to like go to the bathroom, and I looked at my hair, and like my hair is like straight up. Like, when I put my hand through it, it's not like it just like stayed up. So I'm like 6'10 right now with my hair.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to go get that cut again here pretty quick, actually.
I had a haircut maybe 3 weeks ago or so. And I actually had the same thought. I was like, I'd like to get her freshened up before this interview on Monday. Didn't make it happen though. So it's not going to happen. I'm just going to have to go
what
in.
What time's the interview?
It's in Douglas at 1 or 1:30. I can't remember. So
I get in there at friggin' 8:30 a.m. You're done, you know?
I think they open at 9.
Oh.
So it'd be tough. It's technically possible, but it would be tough.
So for those of you that don't know, Todd and I have different hairstyles as well as quantity. But like, you're not like a Casey level by any means. What do you do? Like, what's your haircut? What do you get?
It's like slowly changed over the last few years, but generally now I just kind of do like a medium to high fade up to the top and then leave the top with a little bit of length I got to do it for two reasons. In the back, I got a really weird cowlick. Okay. That if I cut it short, it looks ridiculous and it looks like I have a bald spot, which I don't think I really do in the back. But then when you leave it long, if you don't deal with it, you do have an alfalfa cowlick. And then in the front, just because of my, you know, hairline itself, I just kind of throw it to the side, with a little bit of a part at the top of the fade, but, that's about it.
Yeah. Nobody's is as bad as Casey's. And I hope he's hearing this. The funny thing is Casey just like completely committed to it. Like his hairline wasn't even that bad, but he just didn't like the idea of losing his hair. So he just went full on bald. So, and then John's got locks down to his shoulders, and I don't remember Jim. I feel like Jim might be thinning a little bit.
Yeah. He had long hair, really long hair forever. And then when we all got together this year, we had the sides almost shaved. So that was interesting.
Right. Oh yeah. He did have kind of a different style. Speaking of that, dude, it is hard to change up your style at a certain point in your life.
I agree.
And I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that it's harder in my life than it is in yours.
Why?
Because of
What's your thought process?
Because of the amount of people I interact with on a daily basis.
Okay.
Like, they'll get used to it, but I have in my class alone, through my 7 classes, I've got 90 kids. And then all the staff and basketball and stuff like that. So to me, the only reason I think it's harder is because if I make a change, and I'm talking like a big change, like if I just decided not to have facial hair, that's 90 people that are going to make fun of me for 2 days along with staff that are going to pretend like it looks good. And then traveling for basketball and sitting in front of a whole gym of people looking that way.
Yep.
Whereas yours is like, if you shave, you're going to run into people still, that no problems there, but it's less interaction. Like, people will get over it faster because realistically, like, because our days are split into maroon and white days, like I can get through a whole maroon day, but then the white day, the next day is like set. It's like all over again.
True.
And then any kids that were gone, when they show up, it's new to them. So then dude, because when I cut my hair, it was like the end of the world. Like, people lost their minds. So I'm not trying to say I've got it harder than you. I'm just saying, like, if I change my style drastically, I feel like I go through a longer period of adjustment.
I could see that for sure. I actually, especially when I was going crazy with the giant beard, like I eventually cut it down like to a reasonable length and then rocked that for a while. And it got pretty long again. And then I just went full off and I did like a dirty mustache with it.
Oh yeah.
But I actually I've got to the point where now I just kind of grow it out, unless I have interviews or something like that where I need to look professional. I like to do it and get people accustomed to it and then just do something weird. So then when they see you, they're like, what the?
Well, and it even is like clothing choices too. Kids just notice stuff more, you know what I mean? So like if you change up your pants or your shoes or whatever, they just like, they hop on it. And it's more of a like, why do I even care thing? But also I don't plan on changing my style anytime soon. So maybe I'll go full dad eventually and get like the New Balance shoes and the whitewash jeans and stuff like that. So
there you go.
The jean shorts.
Jorts.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think, man. Todd, we need to jump into our ranking today.
I'm ready.
We got some other things to talk about, but I got them on my mind. They're fresh. They're great. Let's get it done.
All right. So we're talking today. We're talking TV sitcoms. I was thinking top 5, but I did rank more because there are so many more.
Yeah.
But I think top 5, and then I'll give an honorable mention to a handful.
Okay.
You want me to start?
Yeah. Let's do 5. Number 5.
All right. I got at number 5. I'm putting, this one was tough because of all the other ones I got to put below it, but I'm putting Parks and Rec in there.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen it. So
you haven't seen it at all?
No, here's the thing with Parks and Rec is I know it's a great show. I'm not 1 ounce of my body says that it's an inferior show to The Office. But because of the Office style and the amount of times I've watched it all the way through and, I just couldn't get back into another show that was super similar. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
But maybe down the road, now that The Office isn't so accessible, maybe I'll hop into it.
So. Well, they're both NBC and they're both no longer on Netflix. So
true, but you can get them on the Peacock. So
I'm not paying for that.
I was going to abbreviate that because
on the P.
Sometimes we abbreviate words, and I couldn't find P didn't make sense, and cock didn't work. So
that would
I like hesitated and just said a peacock. So yeah, I'll watch it eventually. Here's the thing too, is like, I've got a list of shows that I'm going to start when the baby's born.
Okay.
Because there's going to be a lot of time feeding and sitting quietly and doing all that stuff. So I have shows that aren't on this list because I haven't seen them, but I've got like 10 shows that I want to start as the baby starts doing its thing. So.
All right. Yeah. No, I would recommend it. I love The Office as well, as you'll see. But Parks and Rec is just another binge show that you can always have on. I mean, I don't know how many times we've gone through it when it was on Netflix. So. But what do you got at five?
My five's controversial.
Let's hear it.
My number five is Dexter.
Oh, okay. I'm all right with that.
The reason I chose Dexter is because like the show ended horribly. The last season was without a doubt one of the worst. And the actual ending was awful, but they are bringing a quick short series back showing us where Dexter is now. If you haven't seen it, it's about a forensics guy that works at a police station who's also a serial killer killing bad guys. It's super good. And like the buildup, the tension, the storyline, like they do a good job. It just really fell apart towards the end because it was like 9 seasons, I think. 8 seasons maybe. So it's one of those ones where like I always am like, oh, I'm going to start watching that again. And then next thing you know, I'm like 8 hours in and I haven't moved. So Dexter's, it's number five. It was hard to put it there over when you hear some of the other ones, but it's number five. So
I got to ask, because there are a lot of those style shows, which I don't think there's I'm not going to argue with you. That's definitely a TV sitcom, but I don't have any like 40 to an hour long shows on my list.
Interesting. Cause I have the majority of mine are longer episodes.
I just kind of viewed that as like, that's a Showtime show. There's a bunch of HBO ones, stuff like that, that I like a lot of those, but I guess I was afraid that, I don't know.
That's where we would end up. Cause I don't know what else we would classify those as.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I'm struggling with. So,
okay.
Well, we might be comparing two different lists, but that's all right.
We'll have some similarities though. But I'll be honest with you. I have a lot of 45 minute to an hour long shows.
Okay. All right. You want to hear four?
Yeah.
At number four, I'm putting Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Never seen it. never seen it.
It's pretty damn funny. For the amount of laughs per episode, it is way up there.
So that's Adam Sandberg.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen it. What's the black dude's name?
I like Terry Crews.
No, the
Terry
other
Crews or the other guy? The other guy's name slipping my mind.
He's like the only other movie I can think he's in is The Mist, and I love that movie, and he's amazing in that movie, but I can't think of his name.
I don't know how you say it, but Andre, Braughger.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've never seen it. Maybe I'll put it on the list. Another show that's on the list that I haven't seen is Yellowstone. Heard a lot of good things.
I've heard a ton of good things, but
that's another hour long run. So
haven't been able to see it. So
yeah. So man, do I need to rethink my list here?
Oh, do you want to hear the rest of mine?
Yeah, let's see what you got.
All right. So that was number four. Number three, I've got Psych.
Which is an hour long show. Okay.
40 minutes. Yep.
Yeah.
but it was a T, not TBS. It was a
USA.
Yep. USA show. Got it. And I hear nothing about this show other than to like you and the people that I talk to.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's crazy underrated, but man, I'm a huge fan. We just, because of all the stuff leaving Netflix, we've restarted it. It's on, I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Yep. Super good show. Good show. Okay.
So for the listeners, definitely check that out. Number two and number one, probably not going to surprise you, but maybe the order. I don't know. Number two, I got Seinfeld.
Yeah, I knew it. Yep.
And number one, I got The Office.
Yeah, that's a solid round out. We're very different, though. I'll tell you that right now. We are very different. Yeah. Because I have like 12 on my list.
Okay, hold on though. So let me give you some background, or let me give you some honorable mentions that didn't make top five, but I also really, really enjoy. So down at the bottom of my list, I had a little hardly known TV sitcom that got canceled, but was actually hilarious. It's called Party Down with Adam Scott. Did you ever see that?
I don't know that one either, huh?
God, that was funny. Okay, so check that out. I definitely recommend it. I believe it used to be on Netflix. I'm not sure if it is anymore. Right. So, and then I had, right above that, I had Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Hard to argue with that one, right?
Yeah, I thought about going, I have some honorable mentions that are kind of around that time frame as well. But I honestly have never seen most of Fresh Prince. I just see like memes now.
Yeah, so. I watched it a lot growing up too, so that helps. But yep. Okay, so then I had How I Met Your Mother above that. Enjoyable.
Yeah. Oh,
like
that's
long,
a good one. Yeah.
Long running, lots of laughs.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I had Curb Your Enthusiasm above that. And that one's hard. That one almost made the top five.
Jeez, I have not seen much of that one.
And then I had Family Guy as well, which I had a hard time leaving that out of the top five.
Jeez, man, I really I dropped the ball on this list. Because South Park's on there for me, Family Guy's on there for me, but honorable mentions. Yeah, I dropped the ball on this list. I mean, I got great shows. Don't get me wrong. I got some of the best. But
I want to hear the rest of yours. I guess your top four, and then what else you had.
So number four, coming in hot with our friend Gregory House, The Show House.
Yeah, I forgot that you were super into this show. Jim was as well. I literally maybe watched three episodes.
Here's the thing about this show that could easily knock it off and why you will not find Psych on my show, on my top five, is because, and I think Psych is just as good, but House, I liked House because of the more emotional moments. Psych was always just kind of a gut buster. And it still had some emotional stuff, but it was really repetitive. And I can't say that House wasn't. You know, hey, we got a crazy case. What do we think it is? I don't know. Find out.
Yep.
And
yep.
Psych was like, there's no way he's psychic. Oh, wait, maybe he is. He solved the case. You know what I mean? It just got really repetitive. But Psych is still amazing. If I had to pick, looking at my list, Psych's probably six, seven. So
Sure.
Okay.
So, but I got to say, I mean, I never got into House. Is it even, can I watch it somewhere if I wanted to try it again?
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Is it? Okay.
All of it. It's good. Every single episode. Yep.
All right.
And you can jump in realistically anywhere because the episodes do have continuity, but a lot of the times it's maybe not anywhere, but you can jump in and just catch an episode and be like, oh shit, that's wild. If you're a hypochondriac though, do not watch that show because it'll make you start to think I've got the world's worst disease. Number three, hold on to your hat, Todd. Hold on to your hat. The Office.
Okay.
Okay.
Number three, huh?
Always going to be one of my favorite shows. Easy to put on in the background and just easy to digest, right? It's funny. It has hilarious moments. There's even times when you rewatch it and you see something you didn't see before. You know, it's just good. But my number two and number one are shows that I sit down and I just soak them in. You know what I mean? Like, they consume my attention span. Number two, Breaking Bad.
That's good. That's really good. Obviously, one of my favorite longer-running shows.
Yeah, I honestly, besides the episode with the fly, I honestly can't find a fault with that show. It's so good, dude. It's so good.
So you need to do half-an-hour sitcoms, and I need to do long, hour-long shows to round this out. Maybe we'll hit that on the next episode.
Yeah, maybe we'll redo it.
I think I can guess your number one basically growing up together. You want me to take a stab at it?
Yeah, let me see what you got, because it's not obscure, but it's obscure.
It's going to be Prison Break.
No, but it is. Oh. That is on my honorable mention. That is that is a great show. It's so bad in some spots, but it's super good.
All right. So what is it then?
True Detective season one. Now, True Detective did three seasons. All three of them are not tied together at all. In fact, it's different people each season. The second season's not great. It's got Vince Vaughn in it, though. The third season is actually really well done. But the first season, like, I can't tell you enough, Todd. I can't tell people enough. Go watch True Detective season one and, like, give it, like, don't be on your phone. You know what I mean? Like, just, like, sit, grab some popcorn, and just watch it. It's such a good show. Matthew McConaughey and the other guy from Zombieland.
Yep.
Whatever his name is.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. Dude, and it has twists. It has violence. It has really good storylines. It's literally insane. It's literally insane.
Like, is this HBO? So was it HBO? HBO.
Yep.
HBO. So I have literally never had access to HBO. And I wanted to watch this. I wanted to watch Westworld. There's a bunch of them. And I've never.
I would give you my login, and I think they wouldn't care. Maybe we'll look into that. They used to have a thing where if the devices weren't in the same IP address, they wouldn't let you play it.
Yeah, they all kind of do that now, but I know how to cheat it.
Well, yeah, yeah. And I think HBO might have actually lifted it because they were kind of cool about the whole sharing login thing because it was like more people are getting access to our shows and we love that. So, honorable mentions, Seinfeld, you know.
Yep.
Good show, great show. Prison Break's on there. Game of Thrones.
Yep.
If you get HBO and you are okay with a lot of ass and titties, watch Game of Thrones. It's super good. Besides the last season, the last season literally took it down below Dexter. That's how bad it was. Mandalorian is really good. House of Cards, Netflix.
Oh yeah, I think show. Brandy watched that and finished it. I never did though.
I haven't seen the last season. And then I got Psych, and then another Netflix show that got canceled, Mindhunter.
I never saw that.
Yeah, that's where they start classifying serial killers and interviewing them, and it's really good. So
we should. All right, hold on. I got to add a note so that we don't forget this. We should also do favorite Netflix shows.
Okay.
Originals.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can think of like three or four that are phenomenal.
You know what I really want to do?
I want to save it.
You know what I really want to do, Todd?
What's that?
Stay with me here. What if we both pick a show? So for me, True Detective, and for you, any of the Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you know, Parks and Rec, whatever it is. Okay, we do a special podcast episode that is literally just a review. So we both watch the episode, and then we come back together on what we thought. Or we watch multiple episodes, and we come back, and we know. Because I think... You throw together, we could do it with movies, we could do it with TV shows, we could do it, I'm not going to read much, actually I've been reading a lot lately. I think that might be kind of interesting though.
I would participate in that, and we could keep it relatively abbreviated so people are interested. Yeah.
Nice little nugget, you know, 30 minute nugget. Maybe we look into that in the future.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, well, we got to break down the 30 minute. Because here's the hard thing. My 30-minute show consumption is usually reality TV.
Oh, really?
Like Impractical Jokers, Carbonaro Effect.
Those are actually hilarious. But...
yeah, they're amazing. I don't really... yeah, I mean, obviously, I've got the Family Guys and all that stuff of the world, but did you ever watch The Simpsons growing up?
I did not.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just never. It just never was like in my wheelhouse.
I really like The Simpsons movie. Like, that's actually pretty funny, but.
Obviously, I've seen some of them. It's hard to not have seen some of them when there's 7 million episodes.
Yeah, they do. What do you think is behind the whole Simpsons, like, predicting the future kind of stuff? Have you seen any of that?
Yeah, I have seen a bunch of it, actually. And I don't know if it's just random coincidence or... I mean, it almost has to be, right?
Right. Speaking of, do you know anything about the... I almost said the Mandalorian effect. Do you know anything about the Mandela effect?
Mandela effect?
Yeah, what did I say?
I don't know. That's why I was asking.
I think I still kind of said Mandalorian.
I think you did.
Yeah, Mandela. Yeah, okay. Yeah, do you know about that? Have you looked into that at all?
No, I don't think I have. I mean, if you say it, I might be like, okay, I've heard of that, but I don't. I can't talk about it. What is it?
So this is stuff that's like, I'm gonna click here. This is stuff that. So when you think of the peanut butter, the most famous peanut butter, What does it say? GIF or Jiffy?
Oh, GIF, I would say.
Yeah. A lot of people think it's Jiffy. Like it's always said Jiffy. I don't remember that. How about, this is like the Bernstein Bears. Trying to think of something. Oh, okay. So Fruit Loops. How do you remember Fruit Loops being spelled on the box?
I'm pretty sure it's, I don't think it's spelled like fruit.
Okay. So you have not been, you are not a part of the Mandela effect so far.
Well, I'm also ridiculously observant and I kind of go against those trends, but I'm sure there are some that got me well, got, you know, swindled.
Right. Well, and that's the thing too, is like some of them are like movie based stuff. Like, you know, a lot of people assume it's Luke, I am your father, but it's not, it's no, I am your father. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like, it's those simple things where I think just if enough people started believing it was a different way and then it just got passed down or whatever. But there's some pretty crazy ones in there.
Yeah, give me a couple more. All right. You got a list in front of you?
I closed it out right as I said that, but yes, I can get you one.
It's like false memories, I guess, is what it looks like.
Yeah, because everybody, what started and why it's called the Mandela effect is because everybody assumed that he had died in 1980s in prison, but he actually lived until 2013. And people were like, wait, he's been alive this whole time? We thought he was dead. Looney Tunes, the Looney Tunes logo. So it's like Tunes is spelled T-U-N-E-S or is it T-O-O-N-S? You know what I mean?
I actually don't know because all I think of is, I don't know. I think of Space Jam.
Yeah.
And right. I can't remember what it is, to be honest with you.
Right. It's actually like the tunes, like
T-U-N-E-S?
Music. Yeah. Right. Stuff like, did the Monopoly man ever wear a monocle?
I would say yes.
He didn't? No. It's Mr. Peanut that wears the monocle.
Oh.
And I think a lot of people get that confused. Silence of the Lambs. He doesn't actually say hello, Clarice.
I think I knew that because Brandy's a fan of that.
Right. Fruit of the Loom label. I don't know this one. Oh, a lot of people think the fruit in the Fruit of the Loom logo was in a basket and it was like overflowing, but it like never was in a basket.
That's weird.
The Bernstein Bears is like the biggest one. That's like what started the whole thing. The Berenstein or Berenstain. So that's a big one. Oh, here's a good one. The movie where Shaq was a genie. Do you remember what that was called?
Wasn't it called Kazam?
Okay, yeah, you got it right. Because that one was big for a while where everybody thought it was Shazam.
Yeah.
It was Kazam. Also, like, what an amazing movie that movie was. Kazam. And like we said before, 1996, 90s movies, man.
Ooh, I brought this up at work. I brought up the fact that the 90s decade, we had this discussion about it being just loaded with phenomenal movies. And I'm not sure that an argument could be made for a better decade of movies. Yeah. I got a lot of pushback and I started reading off the list. Everybody in my office started to agree with me.
Yeah. Dude, they absolutely crushed it during that time for sure. So, I'm sure that's like generational too. You know, if you were to ask middle school kids and stuff like that, but I would argue that if their only answer to good movies is like the Marvel movies and stuff like that, like it doesn't hit the same. You know what I mean? Like,
plus there's not enough.
Right. And Frozen. No, get that out of my face. You know what I mean? Like they've had some pretty big movies, obviously, but I just don't think nothing's beats when you were at home watching the Disney Channel and that like the movie thing, like the Disney movie stuff started coming on the screen and you knew you were in for a wild ride. Like, cause you're about to watch Johnny Tsunami. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, I read the Johnny Tsunami book before the movie.
I did not know there was a book. That's weird.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got another Mandela for you. Kit Kat bar. Does it have a hyphen or not?
The dash. I don't think it does.
You're right.
Yeah. I don't eat Kit Kats enough, but I feel like Yeah, I don't. I feel like I've seen it a few times.
Also, how about Oreo double stuff Oreos? How do you spell stuff?
Ooh, I do eat a lot of those. That's a 1F, I believe.
It is a 1F.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I know that one. How about what? Let's see. Life isn't always like a box of chocolates. Wait, what? Oh, that's stupid. Smoky Bear. Oh, that's a good one. Actually, that goes into my... We talked about it last night a little bit. Oh, no, wait, we didn't talk about that. So Smoky, you know, Smoky the Bear, his actual name is just Smoky Bear.
Oh.
Speaking of, Hill City Rangers, who we played on Friday night, have Smoky Bear as their logo.
That's cool.
Like, not even like a... like a kind of an off-brand version of Smoky Bear. Like, it's legit Smoky Bear. And I just was wondering, like, how that's possible. Because I feel like he's... That's like if we were going to be Spartans and we, like, put up a picture of Leonidas as our mascot. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like it's like a commercial thing that people wouldn't have access to. But
yeah, no kidding. Maybe it's... is it government-owned?
Well, here's the thing, and I didn't read the whole thing, but apparently, like, a long time ago, like, the Hill City basketball team and men's and women's and stuff like that went and fought a fire that was in the area, like, volunteered, and then they, like, named themselves the Fire Rangers or the Rangers. So I don't know if that's, like, part of it, too. I just don't know enough about South Dakota, dude. Like, every time, like, we're driving places, I always get, like, random facts about towns and everything. And it just makes me think, like, I don't know anything. Like, if I'm driving through Wyoming, through, you know, Pavilion, Wyoming, I can't give you any cool facts about Pavilion.
No.
But everyone around me just knows cool facts about South Dakota.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be, like, should I be studying? I don't know.
Yeah. I just did a quick search on Smokey Bear, and there's some really interesting stuff about his, status, like, nationally, but basically says his well-known message as well as the property rights are highly valued, but they're not officially trademarked or copyrighted, but his likeness and, like, message is protected by acts of Congress. That's wild.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So it, I just pulled it up.
I suppose they to be like Smokey Bear. You can't be like a cigarette company and be like, we're going to use it now to promote, right. You know what I mean?
Just like kids' toys.
Yeah.
So 1939, one of the worst forest fires in the history of Black Hills started 10 miles northwest of Hill City. Let's see. The schoolboys from Hill City were at the fire every day. They were recognized by U.S. forest officials as one of the best crews. The name Rangers was given them in honor of their good record because of the work of these schoolboys back in 1939. Hill City Schools became the only school district in the United States with the privilege of using Smokey Bear as its mascot. The school colors are green and gold, which also represent the National Forest Service theme. And Hill City is the only school with the honorable privilege of having their graduation ceremonies held at Mount Rushmore.
That's
Dude,
cool.
Dude, I didn't That's know cool. that. That is cool. Okay, Hill City bringing the heat. So literally, like... We were among sacred ground over there the other day as we smashed those kids in basketball. So, yeah. So, what do you got next, Todd?
I do want to get into this shower thought I had, but real quick, I just wanted to say that. So, you said forest fires. I watched a doc on Netflix, I believe, a couple of years ago, about the Great Fire in Oregon in the mid 1800s. And about, like, when we really started dealing with our U.S. Forest Service and getting that stuff figured out because there was such a bad fire.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a lot of history about the guy that was, like, the head of the Forest Service and then making, like, telling people, like, this is going to happen and nobody listening to it. And it'll end up, a lot of people got killed. But anyways, it was a really, really interesting doc. I can't remember what it's called, but if you just, like, were to do a little Google sleuthing, you could find it, but I would highly recommend that. I don't know what it is about forest fires. They're really, really interesting to me, but I mean, just for example, I'm trying to look what burned in California recently.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a
just
monster.
For scale, or Colorado, but people would know California more. Yeah.
Or even Australia.
Oh yeah, hang on. I'll pull that up. That one might dwarf what we just saw.
Yeah, that which was like a year ago now, pretty much.
Australia fire size. Okay, so that was 5.3 million hectares. Let me just double check something.
Wait, what was the measurement?
Hectare.
Okay, so they're just making up stuff down there.
Okay, so 1 hectare is 2.47 acres.
Oh.
So that'd be about...
Oh my God.
About 14 million acres. And okay. And the wildfire that I was talking about, the Great Fire in the U.S. was 1.5 million acres. And that's the second largest in North America. The largest was 3 million, and that was in Canada. But so that is insane. That's over...
That's a lot, yeah.
That's almost 10 times the size. But but even like the ones we've been dealing with locally, like Colorado and stuff in 2020, those were like 500,000 acres. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So pretty wild.
Speaking of forest fires, do you remember when you would have been, maybe you were graduated, maybe you were a senior. You remember that forest fire that we had right outside of Dubois?
Oh yeah.
I just remember like I worked at the grocery store at the time, and I don't really know what my job was. Like John and I delivered groceries to the local dude ranches and stuff, which took up most of our time. But I remember we started donating food and water to the headquarters, the headwaters. Is it the headquarters or headwaters?
Headwaters.
Yeah. Which is like this convention center in Dubois, where all the firefighters' camps were and stuff that were fighting it. And I remember driving, just that's all I did all day, was I'd load up trucks full of water and Powerade and stuff like that and drive it down and then unload it. And then come back later on with like bread and sandwich stuff and all that. And I remember one time, the most tragic thing of the whole thing, John was with me, and I remember we had the truck loaded full of stuff, like really loaded, and as we took the turn to head down there, like the dolly fell off the car and just like in the middle of the road, and like two cases of water fell. And I just remember being like, we literally just ruined like stuff that was giving, we were giving people stuff, and we just like ruined it by being reckless. So people are literally risking their lives, and John and I couldn't even keep water on a truck. So,
well, you were in high school, so
okay,
your sense of responsibility was less.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not any better now, honestly.
True, true.
So,
all right, I gotta throw this at you because I think it's interesting fodder for some funny talk here. I had a shower thought / just random thought, but. Okay, so the toilet.
Yep.
We literally call the toilet the porcelain throne, right?
Yeah, I've never called it that, but yeah, I've heard it called that.
You've heard it, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Why aren't they more grand and like, what am I trying to say? Like impressive. Like, let's put a couple steps to get up there.
Yeah, honestly, what I think it should be, because realistically, a toilet could just be a hole in the ground. Like,
well, that's what it is in a lot of places. I guess what I'm saying is we go big everywhere. Like, that's what we do. Luxury, like couches, TVs, bathtubs, beds, everything's huge. Like, we call it the porcelain throne. Let's get the game of porcelain thrones going here.
Is it reasonable or is it possible, using your engineer brain, to think of how we put a cushion on the seat, like basically a couch cushion, and keep it clean? You know what I mean? Because like that's your first problem, is if you get a couch cushion on there, that porous material is soaking up a lot of dookie.
Well,
then you have to lift the lid to pee. You know what I mean? You can't just pee on a couch cushion.
That's true.
So what adjustments can we make? Just like we fixed the infrastructure crisis in America with the indoor interstate, how do we, on the Throw It in the Ocean podcast, turn a mediocre bathroom experience into something great?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So this is probably stemming from my yesterday. I told you when we were playing some video games together. I sat in a massage chair, a full body massage chair,
right,
at the store. And I was like, I'm digging this. And probably what kind of planted the seed that made me think of this today. But, you know, why doesn't it? I'm saying, like, it's a throne. Like, let's make it a luxury experience. Or maybe, I'm just throwing it out there, right? Maybe we want to be ashamed of going to the bathroom. Or we could be like the Iron Throne in Game of Thrones. Like, let's make it a big chair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. I do. I agree. I just think, like, it's already hard to be productive on the toilet. You know what I mean? Like, you're sitting on there, you're scrolling through stuff. Maybe you're, you know, it's taking a while. Maybe you're done in 2 minutes and you're just escaping life by sitting in there. I think maybe making it as least comfortable and like big as possible is like a means to, like, you don't want to spend a lot of time in there.
I think you're right.
Because what I picture, okay, let's say we're sitting on a toilet.
Okay.
There should be something that as soon as you sit down, that, like, something comes out of the floor that raises your feet above your knees above your waist, so you're in perfect poop position.
Yeah.
But then after that, what do you do? Like, bidets already exist. You can get heated warmers. You can get hot air blown on your butt. You can get cold air blown on your butt. I'm sure there's even things where you hit a little button and it shoots up some baby powder and it, you know, does you right down there.
It does the LeBron pregame.
Yeah. There's just a dude in there just throwing baby powder up in your butt. I just can't picture where the improvement is. You know what I mean? Like, bigger is always better, right? But, like, realistically, the hole's got to stay the same size. So,
well, generally, for it to continue to work with modern plumbing.
Well, and even just with modern asses. Like, if it gets too big, like, you're just not, like, you're going to fall through.
That's true.
Do you have some sort of mechanism that extracts for you so you literally have to do nothing? I don't know.
I don't know either, and I hadn't fully thought this through. But
which is most.
I'm just saying. For us. I'm taking our approach to life as 2021 members of society, and especially in America, where everything can be bigger, more luxurious, and better. Like, why hasn't it gone to the toilet? Is all I'm posing the question.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and the other side of it too is, like, why is toilet paper not more luxurious? Like, yeah, maybe you can get really expensive toilet paper that's gold plated or something. I don't know. But okay, here's one for you. And I literally didn't mean to just put the word butt in there. Do you use like disposable wipes, or are you a toilet paper guy?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
So I got to throw this at you because I just had a realization that we didn't even talk about if you had an Ask an Engineer question, but this is it. And I'm going to answer you. Yeah. So toilet paper is designed so that we'll break down at a wastewater treatment plant. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise you're literally flushing garbage, which is what those wet wipes are. And honestly, if it says flushable, it's actually not supposed to be flushed. Right, any municipal community that runs a wastewater plant, those things wreak havoc. And I think I told you, maybe not on the pod or maybe on the pod, but when the pandemic started and people couldn't find toilet paper, they were just flushing wipes, like baby wipes, everything.
Right.
And literally causing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage at wastewater treatment plants and people having to run backup systems and get stuff repaired and pumps. And it's pretty wild.
So what do you do? What are we supposed to be doing with the wipe then?
I guess throwing it away. I honestly don't. It's a weird product that exists when you're not... And there's no public information that really tells you that you're not supposed to wipe them. I know when that stuff all happened, there was some public information that was going out and around, like, stop flushing these. You're costing the community a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's a wild thing. Right?
Yeah, that's weird that they don't like what. Yeah, you're not going to throw that into the trash can. That's disgusting.
I think that must be what you're supposed to do. I don't know. When I dealt with like Costa Rica and went to Costa Rica and had Costa Ricans living in Dubois.
when you dealt with Costa Rica,
they don't flush toilet paper. They put it in the garbage.
Really?
Yep.
That's gotta be horrible.
Yep.
Oh yeah. That's gotta be rough, dude. But I mean, at least they have toilet paper. There's somebody somewhere in America that is going without anything to wipe with right now. True. As we're talking, probably. So,
yep.
It's such a weird thing. Like, I just think about like our dog. So she always wants in the bathroom. She's always trying to take stuff out of the garbage in there. But like she goes outside to poop and like we don't watch her. She just goes and does her thing, you know, but like, she has to be thinking like, what the heck are these people doing on this thing? Like, what is this giant object doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think that's weird. Speaking of that, hard pivot, but still staying on the dog topic. We took Kelly, our corgi, to the dog park yesterday, which we've done a lot of times. And there's a small dog section and a big dog section. We always take her to the small one because the big dog section usually has a ton of dogs in it and it's pretty overwhelming. Yesterday, there was a puppy that was in the small dog section, bigger than Kelly because she's, like I said, she's a corgi. Dude, she got aggressive. Like, really aggressive. It was weird. Like, the big dog chased her a little bit, then she chased the big dog. And then she just, like, planted her feet, like, started showing her teeth and, like, snapping at the dog. Like, never really trying to bite, but just, like, be like trying to bulk up, I think. And I don't know where it came from. It was weird. Like, we just basically grabbed her and left.
Mm.
So it's kind of concerning a little bit, but I honestly think it's the lack of being around other dogs.
Yeah. It's because, socialization probably.
Yeah. And I think it's some sort of, like protecting us as well. Cause like when she would do it, she would stand like underneath me, you know, me protecting her a little bit, but like, hey, don't come near my owner kind of thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, she was pretty vicious though. And then when you get her home, she's just like a little sweetheart again. So I don't know. I'm assuming it's a socialization and a maturity thing. So
probably that, and even could be threatened because it was a bigger dog that she didn't know. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe, and it was a little weird. Insecure.
We've been there with other dogs that are older, and like she got scared really bad one time because the dog like chased her. So she made like a yipping sound like she got hurt, but she was just like freaking out. But this dog was a puppy and it just kept like, it was so cute because it kept like running over wanting to play and it dropped its ball for Kelly and like, hey, look what I brought you. And Kelly's literally just trying to rip its face off. So that was a little awkward, but I don't think it would happen with an older dog. And then the funny part is like the big dog side, like is next to the little dog. So she'll run up to the fence and like talk shit to the bigger dogs. But then as soon as they run over to see her, she just bolts. She's like, nope. So dogs are wild, man.
Yeah, dog parks are crazy. Lots of stuff. You got to be on your toes.
Yeah, I know Casey's had, he's got one of those Belgian Malamute or whatever, like a German Shepherd looking dog. It's the ones they use for like cop dogs.
Yeah, Malinois.
Yeah, Malinois. And his dog is like an angel, like just a big softy. And I know he's had some issues at dog parks with people being irresponsible with their dogs and stuff. And so we don't go there often, and when we do, it's literally just to see if there's another puppy there for her to interact with, but that didn't go so well, so.
Yeah, well, you'll keep doing it. It'll be all right.
Yeah, it'll be
fine. Just don't let her bite anybody, and don't let her get bit by anybody. He'll be fine.
Right. That's the other side of it, too, is, like, she just doesn't know better. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
I do get mad at her because it's one of those things where I'm trying to teach her a behavior that I don't want her to do, but she literally has never had that interaction before, so.
Yeah.
And it's funny, like when we walk around the sidewalks and if there's like another dog, she just pisses on the ground and like freaks out. You know what I mean? Like she doesn't handle herself well. So I don't know what it was about that dog, but
yeah, that is weird.
She's just a little sausage with legs. That's pretty much it.
Corgis are hilarious looking. Yeah.
Yeah. I like having a dog. We literally got the dog and then like 2 weeks later found out that we were pregnant. So I don't know if we would have gotten the dog still had we known that information because we're going to have a newborn and like an 8-month-old puppy. So that'll be fun.
But it'll be chaos.
Yeah. She does pretty well. She just likes to torture the cat a little bit and she's got a ton of energy and yeah, but it's nice to have it'll be nice to have like a little companion for the baby, stuff like that. So,
oh yeah,
we'll see how it goes. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm going to do. Have you obviously held a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never held a baby.
I mean, I definitely held a baby a lot more recently when my sister had a baby, but I had held a baby before that, but very, very rarely, right? I mean,
right.
The people that surrounded us, at least in our friends groups and everything, hadn't had any babies, and my siblings and immediate family hadn't had any babies. So yeah, there's right. not a lot of opportunity if those are yeah. all zeros, then yeah, it's yeah. not like you just at the store and be like, let me hold your baby.
I honestly am thinking about doing it though. Cause like I've held a Philly cheesesteak like a baby, but I've never held an actual baby.
Yeah.
And there's times where there's a baby around and I go out of my way not to hold the baby. So
yeah, for sure.
It's just weird. And now that I think about it, like, yeah, I'm the first in the friend group to have a baby.
Yep.
Like John, you, Casey, Jim, Mike.
Yeah. That's true.
Joe, Logan, you know, all those guys. Like,
oh, yeah.
Wow. I'm responsible as shit.
It's crazy.
That is kind of crazy to think. Dude, I read stuff all the time and it's terrifying. So,
yeah.
The amount of just like uncertainty early on is unsettling. So
it'll be here and done before you know it.
Yeah. They're so easy to take care of in the beginning, right? Like feed them, burp them, change them, sleep them. Like that, they just literally need to do that. They're a battery that just is charging. But then with SIDS and everything else and all the other things, like it's just like, God, can I just relax for a little bit? But then you can't, because then when they're old enough to walk, then it's a whole nother ballgame. Then when they're old enough to go to like preschool and daycare and elementary school, like now it's a whole nother thing. So it's just like, I think I just need to step back and just let stuff happen. I know that's like a weird way to say it, but like not worry so much.
Yeah, it's hard for sure.
Yeah.
You'll have a year at least.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe a little more than a year until she's walking. It'll be, you know, probably 10 months in, you'll be like, yeah, I got this kiddo's crawling everywhere.
Yeah. So, and it'll be nice. The first Carly will have that time off, and then I'll have the whole summer off. So that'll be nice to be around that. But I just can't even imagine, like just looking around the house, like there's so many sharp objects within reach and just like corner edges of tables and stuff like that. So thankfully at first they can't really get into stuff.
No. So, baby proof, I guess, eventually.
And like we always joke about like playing music for the baby and stuff like that. And like I just think about like my music I would play just for like jokes. And it probably would raise a serial killer, so so I probably avoid that. But we're doing sign language early, though.
Definitely there you go.
Sign language early. So I need to know when the poop's coming. That's for sure.
Yep.
Would you wear an adult diaper right now if I was like, Todd, I'll give you $1,000 to wear an adult diaper for a day and do all your business in it?
Oh, that's gross.
Well, not just the same one, but like obviously changing it, but. $1,000 for an adult diaper for a day?
Well, yeah, for one day for $1,000, I would do it.
You're just hoping that that's the day you're pretty normal, like nothing crazy is going on.
Pretty much.
Because you can imagine like you're working in the office and like your butt just looks like more full because you're wearing a diaper, and then you actually poop your diaper and it's like that saggy butt look. Your coworkers are like, what is Todd doing?
That's hilarious.
Earning $1,000.
But I probably wouldn't take any less than that.
You wouldn't do $999?
Well, all right. False statement.
Right. Speaking of, it sounds like the $1 billion jackpot was finally hit.
Somebody was it?
Won it. Yep.
I haven't been paying attention. I know what people were talking about it. But.
I was pretty much at the point where I was going to buy one. Just to say I did, because the last time it was that high, I bought one and obviously didn't win. But I think it was just one person. Like, the, you know, like when it gets big enough and stuff like that, it ends up being like multiple people win. I think it was just one person.
Hopefully they lawyered up and are ready to go.
Right. Early Saturday, lotto officials announced a person in Michigan won. $1 billion or $739.6 million if they choose the lump sum before taxes.
Right. So then you're going to take home about
$370 million. Jeez, what a freaking kick in the dick that is. I mean, granted, I could probably make $350 million work. But still, knowing that you want a billion dollars and you just walk away with what amounts to like $300, that sucks. So
yeah, that's pretty wild. I mean, I should look. It's been a while since I read into it, probably since the last time it got this big, but the advice is always take the lump sum, because you don't know what's going to happen if you take the annuity that would eventually add up to the full amount. But yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, that I couldn't imagine. I can imagine what I would do with that.
I got a pretty good idea what I'd do right away.
Yeah, you have to lawyer up and get an accountant for sure.
Yep.
But how do you find a lawyer that's not going to be like, my hourly rate is $1 million, just because they know you hit the lottery?
That's a good point.
God, would you give me a loan if you won $300 million? Not like $1 million loan, like to get a new car. Would you give me a loan?
Yeah, 0% interest.
But you would still expect me to pay it back, it sounds like.
Well, if it was a loan, I would.
Yeah, I guess.
Otherwise, I'd give you a gift.
Yeah, the gift is the way to go. I would have a hard time asking for money, like, if you won, just because, like, how many people are coming to you, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, I would want to ask, but I would be, like, I'd just, like, hint at it, be like, oh, man, my bank account's got plenty of room in it, you know? just in case you want to store some of it in there so nobody knows where it is. But
honestly, probably put as much as I possibly could into a couple different trusts to get them away from taxes. I'd probably do any purchases up front, big purchases that I wanted in my life to set myself up for the next few years. And then I'd leave a bunch to just invest, and then, you know, have a very small amount in like liquid cash that you could just.
Would you keep working?
That's a good question. I think you have to keep doing something. If I won the lottery at this age, though, I would definitely quit working to pursue golf or pursue a podcast full time, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
At least try to do something. And then if you end up in a spiral where you're struggling and depressed and losing meaning, then yeah, you got to go back to work. But.
Right. Yeah. It never goes well for people that win the lottery. That's for sure.
I know. It's pretty wild.
I just see how fast I could spend it. Just not invest in any of it. Just be like, all right, here we go. I'd buy the town of Spearfish. You think I could buy the town of Spearfish for $300
million? Probably close.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. I don't know what I'd do with it. What do you do when you buy a town? You just let it run itself, and then do you get any money from it? How does that work? What would happen?
I don't think you're going to earn money, no.
No, I think you would just own the land, and then eventually you could sell the land to somebody else, maybe.
Pretty much.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So you're only, it's an investment, basically.
Yeah, that's something I never, they sold the town of Buford between here and Laramie, like 10 years ago, which I was like, what does that even mean? Because you can't buy Spearfish. Like, there's however many people live there, there's that many property owners, you know what I mean?
Right, yep.
I don't even really understand that. And the town is a government, like, that's just weird.
I would buy John's job, and then I'd fire John. That's what I would do.
Buy
just anywhere dealership. He went, I just keep buying it and just making sure he's fired.
He goes and gets a job for like Tesla, and he's like, try it.
Can't
now.
Can't get me now.
Speaking of Tesla, by the way, for any of our day trader listeners that are really into the stock market, be careful. Stock market's due for a major correction, in my opinion.
You might be right. And I don't know nothing about the stock market. So
it's crazy. It's just soaring. And this, especially if we push through another relief bill, it's going to get ugly.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that's going to be happening any moment now. So
crazy, man. I love how it's like, we're going to put $1,600 more into everybody's thing. And it's like, but that's what they tried to do 2 months ago. And we couldn't agree on it.
And they couldn't get it through.
Who knows what other random stuff's going to be tucked into that, though. We talked about a little bit what was in the last one. So, by the way, have you heard any news on UFOs? Have they announced any of that lately?
I haven't seen anything lately, and I try and browse that side of the internet as much as I can. But
I did listen to the Travis Walton. Is that his name?
Walton, something like that.
The abduction story that interviewed him on Joe Rogan interviewed him. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, he's an interesting cat, that's for sure.
I just hope that in the next short term, or even now, I hope 10 years from now, we can look back and be like, can you guys believe that Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan podcast, literally broke the aliens and UFOs thing wide open, and then now we know a whole bunch about it?
Yeah. I think it'd be interesting to, so like we think about looking back in time and reading historical text and you know, hieroglyphics and just stuff like that, like the things that we're referencing now about the future, and imagine just like, or about the past, sorry, imagine just like, you know, a million years from now, they're using Joe Rogan's podcasts as like a look into our civilization. You know what I mean? Like that'd just be kind of funny. Just apparently they all just ate meat and just smoked drugs and talked to each other.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, what else you got on the docket today, Todd? What do you got after the podcast?
Oh, it's a good question. Definitely going to throw on some of the playoff football games. Probably spend some time on the Echo bike and feel like I did something with myself today and watch some of that. And I don't know.
Yeah, get a workout about it. I got a little in there for me too.
Yeah,
throw,
I will.
Throw an extra 20 in there for me.
I got a little bit of work to do, to just final polishing and prepping for my interview tomorrow. Just I'm gotten pretty good at just the steps and being comfortable with what I want to talk about. But, you know, there's always a little bit of prep and making sure you're feeling comfortable. So
how's the Apple Watch been? It's been a week.
I'm digging it, actually. Yeah. I don't really even have a complaint. The only qualm I have is that coming from a Fitbit that lasted 5 to 6 days,
right,
the battery life is a big difference, but
yep,
the amount of stuff that it does is so much more that I'm not upset with it. You know what I mean?
And once you get into a rhythm of charging, it's not too
plus bad. It charges ridiculously fast.
Yes, it does. Yep.
So,
and that's the only thing that sucks. That charge cable is not cheap because it's specific to the Apple Watch, but you can get, I mean, hey, if you're feeling froggy, you can get the wireless charging like pad that they sell and drop your phone on it, drop your AirPods, drop your watch and all that. So it might be something to look into.
Yeah. If the cord thing ever doesn't work anymore or whatever. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Good to hear. I'm glad that friggin' finally got you on the Apple Watch train.
Yeah. I like it. What are you doing the rest of the day?
I got to do some laundry, which means I'm not going to do any. And then I'm going to do some, I'll probably put football in the background while I mess around on my phone or the laptop or stuff like that. And, I kind of want chicken wings, you know?
So it's a football Sunday. So
yeah,
it's allowed.
It is. It definitely is allowed. I don't know if I'll pursue that or not. We'll see.
Just order them via DoorDash from Cheyenne. See how that goes.
Yeah. Talk about the worst experience with a restaurant. That's probably pretty decent. Because that definitely wasn't a DoorDash thing. That was
that place was a restaurant. Dropped the ball.
Dropped it and like left it out in the sun to dry out. Like those were some of the worst chicken wings I've ever had.
Yeah, those were bad.
And I don't think that's how they normally do their wings. So
I've had wings there a bunch and they've always been phenomenal. And I talked them up and then they delivered these leather bones with leather around them.
So we ordered there was 50 wings, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 50 wings. For the group and, you know, different sauces and all, they have got great options for sauces and they come, DoorDash drops them off. Guys, nice. No big deal. They come and there wasn't even 50 wings. There was like 41 first off. Like, yeah, I counted. And then no sauce.
Sauceless.
None on the wings and none on the side. They were just sauceless ass wings.
Plus
they were dry.
Terrible. Oh my too. God.
They were rough. So. And then was that the night before or was that the night before that where the pulled pork wouldn't finish?
Yeah, that was the night before.
It ended up being brilliant and delicious in tacos. But like, I remember we were like throwing around bean bags all day, drinking a little bit. And then it was like, oh, pork should be done soon. It just kept like never hitting temp. But those were so good in tacos. Oh, I can taste them now. So
it's definitely time to do another one on my end. I need to get back into the smoke and some meats.
Do it. It's always always good. You can't miss. So with that, Todd, I'm out of ideas. I'm out of options. I'm thirsty.
Yeah, man, let's wrap it up. Appreciate it. I had a lot of randomness today and I hope everybody liked it.
Yeah. We're we're kind of cruising right now, I'll be honest, to everybody listening. We're getting some solid listens. We're getting repeat people. I'm getting feedback from people. We're kind of cruising right now, at a pretty good spot. So everybody listening, again, appreciate you. Spread the podcast around. Let other people find out about it and listen. Probably going to be some changes and some episodes deleted in the beginning, just because of the quality and stuff like that. Like, I just want to kind of clean it up and make it more uniform down in the early episodes. Like, delete them and then maybe re-release them, or, you know, at some point where we, you know, when we're famous. But
we'll archive them. Yep.
Yeah. So, again, Todd, have a good rest of the day. Enjoy the bike ride. Talk to you soon. We'll probably play some video games at some point. Other than that, everybody else, thanks for listening.
Yep. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you later, man.
See ya.